This is KCUR. Over the past week, there was much ado about the marquee players in sports. LeBron James signed a contract with Cleveland, and baseball showcased its stars in the All-Star Game. Heading into tonight's game at Boston, the Kansas City Royals are in transition as to who their biggest stars are. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
It's the 83rd annual MLB All-Star Game from Kansas City.
Let's go back to the All-Star Game 2 years ago in Kansas City to demonstrate how fame is fleeting in Major League Baseball. Billy Butler was in the midst of his most productive year with 29 homers and 107 runs driven in as the Royals' designated hitter. He was the toast of the town as the Royals' All-Star. This year, Butler has only 3 homers. When the All-Star break arrived after last Sunday's win against Detroit, Butler was ready to get away and
basically not think about baseball for 4 days.
Butler, in the last year of his contract, is 27. No one in the organization has said anything publicly about Butler's future with the Royals, but there have been indications since last winter when the Royals pursued Carlos Beltran as an outfielder and a DH that they're moving in a different direction. That's why, according to local sports and marketing guru Russ Klein, teams like the Royals and Chiefs are reluctant to market one player as the face of a franchise.
They're smart enough to know that there's going to be players evolve. There's going to be new heroes and new people that the fans are going to rally around, and they got to leave room for that.
In the last 2 years, Alex Gordon and Salvador Perez, signed to contracts beyond this season, have emerged as the new heroes. Gordon acknowledges how much sentiments toward Butler have changed.
He's just had such a good career that, you know, maybe like a speed bump this year, even though his numbers aren't, you know, terribly bad, it's not what they've been in the past. So I think people are kind of asking where's the old Billy Butler.
It's the fans, says Russ Klein, who anoint a face of the franchise. It's part of what Klein calls brand equity transfer value.
You allow the process to happen, and brand equity transfer value will happen as the fans say, I come out to the ballpark, I love seeing that guy play ball.
Chad Spahn is one of those fans who has anointed Gordon as the face of the Royals. Since Spahn grew up in Nebraska before moving to Mankato, Minnesota, where he lives, he's admittedly biased toward the ex-Husker. But Spahn says Gordon replaces Butler, who he figures won't be a Royal much longer.
He's not performing to his contractual obligations, so unfortunately, probably not, no. I think your face of your franchise has probably gotten a little bit younger, and they need Hosmer and Moustakas to start hitting the ball a little bit.
Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas were tabbed as future All-Stars when they came up. Like Butler, they have also fallen short of expectations this season. Gordon says his All-Star peers are buzzing about his other teammates as future All-Stars, but not Butler.
You know, there's, you know, guys were asking about some of the players, you know. What do you got on Wade Davis? What do you got on Lorenzo Cain? So, you know, guys are noticing.
If the Royals reach the playoffs, a hero will emerge in the eyes of the fans. The big question is whether that transition will continue from Butler to a new fresh face. For KCUR News, I'm Greg Eklund.